You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Del, till 9:30. Real joins us at 9. Take you to Charlie Palillo, where you finally learn something about sports on that show. And we are here, and we got a lot to do. First of all, Lance, congratulations to the managers of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you name... First of all, well, Bob Melvin, he's won three times now. He's a good manager.
I'm going to say Bob Melvin and Alex Cora.
Alex Cora and Bob Melvin, they manage in the same league, so that would be difficult. That would be very difficult.
Joe Madden.
Joe Madden is not correct.
Who's the Phillies?
Can you name Del?
Can you name the Phillies manager?
The Phillies, yeah.
Gabe Kapler.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to bet. I want to see. Del, odds. Because
National League is so bad to me right now.
Listen, I learned who Stan Lee was yesterday. I learned something new today.
You had to have known Stan Lee.
I never heard of Stan Lee in my life before yesterday.
That just seems, because Stan Lee has been an iconic figure for, you know, so many decades. Like into the 60s, maybe before.
I was never a comic book fan.
I wasn't a huge comic book fan, but I knew the name.
I didn't know him.
That was a little surprising when you said F. Stan Lee to come into the show.
Well, I didn't know. I said that to Del before the show.
Well, to come into the building.
Yeah, well, because everybody's all about Stan Lee. I never heard of him. So screw him. I don't care about him.
It's okay more for you to say F him.
Stan Lee Roberts. Or Stanley?
Stanley Roberts. To me, Stanley Roberts. Okay.
All right.
Del, odds. Today is, what are the odds, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
For a different show. But
well,
yes.
It's the number one show, so we can, obviously, they may have stolen that from us. So what are the odds that Lance can name the manager of the year from the Atlanta Braves?
Oh, my God. Atlanta Braves. Oh, jeez. Is it Saltalamacchia?
It's not Saltalamacchia.
Bobby Cox didn't come back, did he?
Bobby Cox is not correct.
Oh, my God. I remember when I
believe he did win Manager of the Year at some point, though. But not yesterday.
It's Francona.
It's not Terry Francona because he's with the Indians. So the answer is Brian Snitker.
You didn't give me enough time. How many guesses did
I had never in my life heard of a Brian Snitker before.
The National League is so dead to me. I can't. But I guess the Braves were in the playoffs. Dead. I know. I guess the Braves are really dead to me, though. But, I mean, National League baseball is just so dead now.
Yeah.
Stupid pitcher hitting. I can't believe the 180 I've done on this whole DH thing.
Like, yeah.
DH is so bad for baseball. You need pitchers hitting so the managers can manage.
Right.
Like, oh, pitchers hitting is such a waste of time. Easy outs.
And it is just
Brian Snitker?
I did not watch. I can tell you, I did not watch one Atlanta Braves game.
I have a better chance of picking out Harrison Butker than Brian Snitker.
Yes, right. And Harrison,
I don't know what Harrison Butker looks like. I know he's a kicker,
but
I
love his name though.
Yeah,
you know, I just love that about him. I'd never heard of a Snitker in my life. Dude has been with the Braves for 30 years.
What?
Yeah, and had never heard of him before
today.
That's
a grinder right there.
Yeah, so good for him. He wins National League Manager of the Year, and he did a nice job, I guess. If I'd have seen a Braves game, I guess I could say I could have really voted on
You know who's going to win Bench Coach of the Year next year? Dave Hudgens.
How about the Dave Hudgens moves... I'm a little worried about this.
Well, I mean,
that everybody in the organization has left.
Yeah, there's everybody like but
AJ and Jeff Luhnow.
Strommer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still got spin rates.
That's right. No.
You got spin rates at all, bro? That's what you know. Do you even bench? Meme. Do you even have spin rates, bro? Because if you don't have spin rates like Brent Strom, and he's found a magical grip, and that's what it is. Bauer. It's nothing else. It's none of these illegal substances. It's all grip. It's all grip creates all the spin. That's all it is. Nothing to see here with pine tar or magic spray.
Shit, just shut up, Tyler.
Whoa.
What? I didn't say anything.
Whoa.
I didn't say, all I said was, now see, that's another one.
What? No, this one.
Just shut up, Tyler.
No.
I didn't say the shipboard.
Okay. We're going to have to run it back during the break.
I did not say it.
Can you pull it off that quick?
I did not say the S word.
We'll run it back to come back.
I said shut up.
No. The other one, I will back you on the other one. This one.
I didn't say it.
Because this one, I went, whoa. And Del goes, did you see Del fly over to dump you?
I didn't say it.
All right. Here we go, Twitter.
Well, it has to be the streamers.
Well, yeah.
Well,
they can hear it.
Well, I'm sure we have like. Four
actually,
by now.
I was actually in the middle. I forgot to turn it on. I was in the middle of turning it on, and then you said it, so I had to fly over there. So the people who were trying to watch it didn't hear it, but the streamer actually did.
I got you.
Just the audio stream?
The audio stream.
Damn. I didn't say it. Nope.
Tweet us, everybody.
Nope, you can say whatever you want. Didn't say it. I'm telling you. You guys think... I start a word, then I stop.
No, yes on the other one, whatever that was. This is so, I can't wait for you to hear this. You're going to be like, did I really do that?
No, that's not.
You'll see. This one's easy.
And they lose, and Michael Elias is gone too. This is just, it's guy after guy after guy after guy now. All right? This is unbelievable, all of the departures from this organization. And I cannot believe, you know, a lot of times you'll have, well, here's the deal. When you have success, everybody comes and poaches your guys, right?
Yeah.
And that's just what's happened to the Astros. I just hope that, well, everybody's moving up in organizations. So that is really a good thing.
It is, but all at once?
But yeah, it's been the last 2 years, they've lost every single guy. Every guy out of this organization. It is unbelievable. So Mike Elias is gone now, and he's the new Orioles general manager. He was the Astros in charge of player development. No,
yeah, he was like in charge of the farms, wasn't he?
Assistant. Yeah,
I remember I had him on the radio 2 years ago, or two or 3 years ago, and he was talking about all the draft. Like he was the guy to talk about the entire draft.
Yeah, he's the guy. Yeah, he one of two others. The other, Taubman, did not assume the title until September. Taubman is the guy who oversees pro scouting, baseball administrative. But Elias is was assistant general manager, and he's gone now, too. Yeah. So this is unbelievable.
It really does speak well of the growth and development. Like, no one was ever picking anybody off. Like, if you think about the Texans in general, over the years, we have 16 of them now. You've had Mike Vrabel. Who are the other ones that are getting yanked off the Texans roster? Like, man, this guy's the hot coordinator. This George Godsey? Is that who it was?
Well, no. Seeing this out, he went to high school, didn't he, after he left here? Isn't he in high school now?
He's college now.
Oh, is he?
But, yeah, I mean, there's nobody. There's nobody who gets pulled off of them. The Houston Rockets. Kelvin Sampson to the Cougs would be one that I can remember. There's nobody off Rudy's staff that I can remember.
No. The guy that went to the Sixers and built
Sam
the process.
I'm off the bench right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm off the bench. Yeah, from an organizational standpoint, yeah. Gerson had gone to the Mavs for a couple of days, and I don't know what happened there. Then you have Sam Hinkie, who is one of the most respected fired general managers in history. I mean, for the process, which was being bad. I think he gets a lot. This whole idea about a process when it's just having the ability to hang in long enough to be terrible that you have a chance to be good, that seems like...
I'm not going to poo-poo that, seeing as how our Astros got there.
Well, I know, but is that a magic formula, where we call it the process?
Well, it was a process
sucking
here, wasn't
for
it?
A long time.
Well, that was a process here, wasn't it?
Weren't there some other things you do? Like, the process is just sucking? That's it?
No, and sucking then and then picking, drafting the right players. Although they missed on how many.
That's how long they sucked, John.
Yeah.
They missed on, well, Fultz is an injury that's not going to work out. Nerlens Noel. Who else?
Jahlil Okafor.
Do you know how long they sucked that bad? That's a process? Just being that terrible for that long
It's
you could get Embiid.
And you develop Sarge and Covington, who Covington was a nothing. They developed him and they turned him into Jimmy Butler. So
yeah, second round.
Yeah, but they turned into Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They developed two guys and turned them into Jimmy Butler.
But my whole point is you had to get a ton of early first rounders to become this. And you know how you did that? You had to also miss. You had to be bad for, what, a decade? Atrocious for about 8 years?
The Warriors are bad, and they didn't miss.
Well, the Astros only took a half a decade, pretty much.
Yeah, well, the Astros were still in a downward slide. I would say that with Jim Crane, it was only about a four-year process. It wasn't that bad.
No, it's almost half a decade.
Wasn't that bad. Like, he inherited...
Yeah.
Well, he inherited Slot, but the Astros let... It was the house that they just stopped. It's filled with crabgrass in the yard, Dallas grass. It was, you know, everything had just kind of gone to crap. Have you ever noticed when there's a building that used to be inhibited, it used to be a, let's say any restaurant, like a fast food restaurant, and every day and you notice it, then as soon as they let the lease expire and no one's in it, within like 6 months of no one being in it, like I don't know what they're doing to the outside of the building, but the building starts to fall apart. The entire building starts to look like some kind of haunted house.
Well, and I had a little Twitter exchange. Wallace Marsh it really likes Uncle Drayton. So we were talking about on Twitter something happened about.
Why does
Uncle Drayton? I guess the cupboard was bare, but you had an MVP in Altuve, you had a Cy Young in Dallas Keuchel, you had another MVP in JD Martinez, you had another. There was one other guy that he had mentioned. Oh, Springer was part of the organization.
Those are
World Series MVP. Those are four guys. I said, yeah, well, four guys don't make a World Series champ.
No.
It was the worst minor league system in all of baseball.
No, but Wade did hit on some core guys. I mean, Rick Smith hit on some core guys, too.
All right. You have to hit on somebody, don't you?
What does Drayton have to do with that? That's Ed Wade.
Well, right.
Drayton, if he had his way, he's like, we don't even need draft picks. We have to sign him. I don't want to sign him. No first or seconds. Like,
well, he did that.
Wallace stopped.
No, he did no third.
For Drake.
He did no first or seconds, and then he did no third and fourth.
Yeah, right. Don't cape for Drayton, who tries not to even draft players.
Well, no. He said, I liked Uncle Drayton too. He just let the entire organization fall apart.
He was a shyster. I didn't like him at all.
Well, that's you. We could like him. I liked Uncle Drayton.
Nobody should like him.
He always asked me, "Well, you got any money, John?" Whenever I'd ask him, "Hey, what about getting this guy?" Well, you got any money, John? Because I could use some money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's classic Drayton. I'm poor Drayton. I don't even hardly have any family. Probably grandkids. Hey, what are we getting for Christmas? Here is a $20 bill. Merry Christmas. I know you have more than that, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Or Pawpaw.
Baylor just dedicated a stadium to you.
Do you have money? I don't have money. Do you see how much Carlos Lee costs? I got no money left. Pawpaw, you have money left. Why are you always crying poor to everyone, Pawpaw?
Pawpaw only got $600 million for his team.
Yeah, and then
bought it for $38
million. Yeah, and then how did he did Jim Crane like the whole transaction? Yeah. How did he like that network?
Well, the first time, ooh, yeah, remember that? It was a disaster.
Did he like the TV network that he got that no one could see?
That was
I'm going to take this money for this TV network.
Well, he did get $80 million back for that. Now, let's not forget that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, because he didn't at the first
point. Yeah, he got $80 million.
Guess
off.
What? And the people I bought my house from lied about and didn't put on disclosure that the garage flooded.
Did you get $80 million for that?
No, we did sue him and got. Money back and had to completely tear down and rebuild the garage. Thanks for lying, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, what are the odds we're going to talk about saving? We're going to talk with Lanny about saving money.
Well, let me tell you, and we'll bring Lanny on right now. So I always talk, and we can focus on whichever one you want to do—the homeowners insurance or the negotiated bills. I do like to talk about homeowners insurance because I want to make sure and pound it through that everyone understands how much money they are throwing away when they could be getting coverage through you guys with the same or better coverage and even improved coverage. And what I mean by that, Lanny, is when you start insuring your home and you do it with the same company forever, you insure at the same rate that, you know, when you first got started. But my home over the last 12 years has appreciated in value, yet I hadn't increased my coverage for fear of why it's going to cost me too much. I went with you guys and I increased my value by $100,000, my coverage on my home. And I still saved over $700.
No, look, and that's not uncommon. Look, your homeowner's insurance, we talk about this consistently, is the forgotten bill because it's typically lumped in with your mortgage. You don't think about it. But when we go shop this for folks, we're able to save just tons of money. Better than any other bill we have right now, we save on home insurance.
And you also, you know, can do car insurance as well. And that's a matter of you just have to be able to shop all of them as quickly as possible so that you can make the changeover. I want to make sure people realize that when you switch your car or homeowners insurance, you can switch switch right away. Everyone thinks you have to stay to the duration, but you guys get the prorated amount back in most cases for people who already have homeowners or car insurance.
No, that's exactly right. And look, take your home insurance. Let's say your mortgage paid it a month ago. Well, whenever we go switch your policy, we're going to save you some money. Then you're going to get 11 months back from those guys. It comes in a check. It takes, you know, a few weeks. But that's cash money in your pocket. Put it back in your escrow. Or if your escrow account's sound, you know, do what you want with it. Your money.
That's it. Well, listen, Lanny and those guys at Bleacher Report, at Bill Advisor, are helping you save money on a consistent basis. Congratulations. I saw the picture of you headed off to see your ags. Was it this week or last week?
We go all the time. Never miss one.
Yeah, well, congratulations this week. Maybe not as much on the last one.
Yeah,
congratulations this week. And congratulations to you guys for saving money with Bill Advisor. If you haven't done so, it's an easy one. Simply text MONEY to 232323, and you will get a quote within seconds for your homeowner's insurance, and then they'll get started on your car insurance as well. It's BillAdvisor.com. Thanks, Lanny.
Thanks, bud.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is Stanley Roper. He's creepy.
John, would you like to confirm or deny what you heard?
Tell us what Twitter tries to say.
Twitter said, I didn't hear bleep. I'm listening, but I didn't hear the bleep word. DJ Lockdown says that was something else. I'm appalled. No, you're not. You didn't hear it.
You don't have a
Billy,
bleep, do you?
Big Willie Style says, I'm audio streaming. I didn't hear it. See? Didn't hear any
John,
filth and flarn.
I just played some audio for you. What did you hear?
It kind of sounds like it a little bit.
No,
just a little bit.
As Lance mentioned, you got to the hard T.
You went all the way. You extrapolated to the hard T.
And I'm telling you, I didn't. That's that I didn't. I don't know. Sometimes I think I just start a word, stop. You know what I'm saying?
What word that started with T did you start saying?
Shut up. I was going to say shut up. And I said, I guess I made an I out of it for some reason.
John was in here gloating like, see, the internet says I didn't say it. And Dell goes, come in here and listen.
Oh.
And then after one, he turns and looks like, oh.
Yikes. Ooh. That sounded like that.
That one made me go, whoa. Dell went, whoa. Mm. The other one that person claimed that one time, no one even
see, and if
glanced
you look,
up.
And you look at it, listen back to it, he says he was trying to say shut up. He goes, bleep, shut up, Tyler. He got his shut up in on anyway.
Well, yeah. I was going to say shut up, and I didn't say it the first time. Then I said it the second time.
You said something else the first time.
No, I don't. I.
Can you replay it for streamers? Unedited?
No.
Special stream?
I'd have to bleep it again.
Not for the stream.
I know the stream would hear it, but no one else would.
Yeah, I don't. Let's talk about the Rockets right now.
Nice win for the Rockets.
It was a big win for the Rockets. I hate that Carmelo is the scapegoat on this deal. Is it officially over? Is it going to be officially over?
But why do you hate that? Who cares?
Well, I mean, because he's not the he wasn't the problem.
Well, he was one of them.
Well, what?
He's not the
he's
problem.
He's shooting
he
better than. Then Eric Gordon, Gary Clark.
No, Eric Gordon has been. I don't put it on Gary Clark. Williams, Gary Clark is a rookie. Here's
he's shooting better than all these guys.
I don't care. He wasn't shooting good. Why? Because he's shooting better than doesn't mean he's good. And plus, he doesn't. That was a guy who was supposed to be. Is he shooting well for mid range? No, that's what he's supposed to do. His defensive numbers are some of the worst in the league on the plus minus front. And
well, he's not alone there.
And he just
that's what they're doing. Well, the Rockets actually have been playing better defense. And listen.
And he hasn't played for what,
Chris
3 games?
Paul was terrible. Listen, if you look at Chris Paul during his stretch, they shot about the same.
He had 32. Carmelo and him both played well in
James was out.
So it was, look, James missed. Here's the big thing. James missed 3 games. Chris Paul missed 2 games. James missing 3. They were terrible. This just in, James Harden is kind of important for the team's success. When James missed it, they got annihilated.
Well, there was 2 games. Eric Gordon.
No, it was 3.
Eric Gordon is playing. It was playing as badly as anyone in the league, and that's a guy you got to depend on. He couldn't make a layup. Did you see his numbers in the paint?
He was, and that's what I'm saying. Carmelo was one of the problems. Eric Gordon was one of the problems. Chris Paul wasn't playing as well. They weren't getting easy baskets. Defensively, they were inconsistent. Although it has. Definitely tightened up.
But again, you're talking about a guy that's getting veteran minimum versus a guy who's making $40 million.
Doesn't matter what you make. What's your role? Are you providing the role that you're asked
to
provide?
And you know what? No, but Chris Paul has a much bigger role, and right. He was playing about at the same level as Carmelo Anthony.
But Chris Paul is a dude, and Carmelo's not a dude anymore. Chris Paul, we saw what he did last year. Here's the difference. Chris Paul has...
But that's exactly right. You got to depend on Chris Paul. You didn't have to depend on Carmelo, and Chris Paul was playing like crap. And yet,
you know
this
why
is all
Chris Paul
on,
doesn't get bait because Chris Paul.
This is all on Jeff Bezdelic and Carmelo.
No, it's not all on it, but that was part of it. Yeah, sure. Chris Paul. Why would anyone be coming after Chris Paul with how he played last year? He's just off to a slow start. That's the nature of sports talk. We have to like, who is at fault? Who must go?
Well,
it's like Carmelo is not. Helping this team win, but of course Carmelo wasn't the reason for the loss. There's multiple reasons, and Chris Paul had his, James had his, everybody had theirs. But the big thing that bothers me is that he should have never even been on this team.
No, I know
it.
I agree.
This was the most predictable thing that Daryl has ever done. Daryl makes moves that usually work. He really does, and I've been wrong more times than not. When I've disagreed with Daryl twice that I've been right. Once was the Steve Francis return. And once was Carmelo. But Carmelo seemed like, well, here's one that maybe I was right, is it didn't make any sense for the team that you had and the style that you run to have Corey Brewer on the team. Bad shooter.
It doesn't make any sense to have Michael Carter-Williams. It doesn't make any sense to have Michael Carter-Williams on this team.
But he's not really a core player.
But why is he even on the team? He's not.
To fill out the roster, I guess. I don't know.
Well, really?
But they flip a roster in season 2, so I'm not really worried about that. I can see them.
You know what I've never heard is, when is Brandon Knight coming?
He and his contract? I don't know. Because remember, they couldn't unload his contract is one of the things they were trying to do. But
how about his body? I don't care about his contract. How about his body? When will his body be seen?
I know I saw a video from our guy, Ali, Bajani, that Brandon Knight was on the floor, no limp, no wrap on his knee. So I guess progress is being made. He's the Rock's Deontay Foreman. We're not sure. He's getting closer, but there's no real timetable. Yeah.
You know what? We never hear that. Why is that not? Because Michael Carter Williams is still on his team. Well, why do we never hear about what Brandon Knight is doing?
Other than you
can't unload his contract. Other than he's Ryan Anderson.
And they never put a timetable into return. They just said, well, we'll see.
I saw somebody wrote an article, and I don't know. I was taken aback a little bit by it, that Daryl Morey had pretty much a lazy offseason. I don't know that you can ever call Daryl Morey lazy.
No.
But Mello, the addition of Mello and Michael Carter Williams, I mean, now whether or not that's – and Daryl Morey will tell you, really? Tell me what else I could have done.
That's so kind of – re-signing Chris Paul.
The fact that they saw Carmelo last year after they tried to get him and were unable to get him, and they tried to get him again this year, is really inexplicable.
I just don't. Yeah, that is really inexplicable because he just doesn't fit. You know, like Corey Brewer didn't fit from a. If you rely on a bunch of threes, well, don't get guys who don't shoot well from three and who don't take care of the basketball. That didn't make a lot of sense. But for what they had then, you're doing what you have to do, and that's fine. And I understand he was also up tempo. They like to run more then. He was an energy player. Okay. But Carmelo is an old player. He's an old player who is not an accomplished three-point shooter. Now, if you pick and choose spots on the court and you say, well, actually his shot from this spot on the court, you know, you might be able to try to data dredge your way into making that a viable addition. But the one area that shut me down when people wanted to argue it, because I just thought, are you guys, this is the easiest argument I've ever had, ever. It's the easiest win ever. And the one shutdown line is he costs $2.4 million. They can get rid of him anytime they want. And there's really nothing I could say about that other than as long as he doesn't screw up the chemistry on the team, then, you know, you're right. And as long as the Rockets are willing to get rid of him. I don't know if there was any issues with chemistry on the team. I haven't heard that. I just think they didn't play well. And all the issues you talked about, I think, were played into it. But they did, you know, I assume they're getting rid of him. Now, thoughts and prayers to Carmelo. This could be a really bad illness. He's been sick 3 games in a row. Rocket said he's still sick. So this is 3 games in a row.
This is almost getting Ryan Griffin-like.
Yeah, and if this isn't, like, if he's not going to get released, then there could be something seriously. I pray for Mello and
his... You think he's taking Mucinex D?
And his people, yeah, who are
I think
maybe looking for
new landing
spots.
You know, you have to have a license to get... You have to bring your license to the pharmacy and get it behind the counter.
Any of the Ds. Yeah, I didn't know there was a Mucinex D.
Oh yeah!
Does this make methamphetamines?
Does it make
better methamphetamines than what's the other one that makes?
I don't know.
All the meth?
Do you make? I don't know. Do you make bombs with it? Or
no,
do
you make meth with. It's the other one that. It's the other decongestant antihistamine, whatever that you have to.
Yeah.
Sudafed.
Oh, that's what you make.
Yeah, Sudafed. Oh no! If you want the good stuff, you got to use Mucinex D. Go in there and get me some. Take your license.
713-780-3776 is the number.
Good third quarter. The key was Rockets got hot in the third. They actually came back. Chris Paul had a big three before the end of the first quarter to kind of flip the momentum a little bit. And then big third quarter for them really helped.
We talk about that more on the other side. Plus, there's a lot of drama going on around the world of sports, surprisingly. So we'll do that. But first, I want to talk about what's going on over at Texas Star Grill Shop. Mm-hmm. It's their 6th anniversary sale going on right now at Texas Star Grill Shop. It is, I'm telling you, if your grill is older or you're putting together your outdoor patio, you're putting together your outdoor kitchen. By the way, they have complete outdoor kitchens that are beautiful. Like that you're like, wow, this is real. This must have been really, really expensive, except you're getting it at the best price you can possibly get it. It is unbelievable how good they are at this at Texas Star Grill Shop, at how they are able, how they buy. They've got two huge stores, 8905 Louetta in Spring and 59 in Shepherd. And the selection that you have, the prices that are going to be better than anywhere else, that you get free delivery and assembly. This is probably the key. This is the key for me because I would not know how to go about, first of all, carrying a grill in, all of the stuff that you have to do, assembling it. When you're talking about a gas grill, forget about it. All you need to do is get to Texas Star Grill Shop and let them do everything. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Look at it online or go to one of their locations and see for yourself. Huge sale going on right now. Everything you could possibly need, including all the fixings and even meat at TexasStarGrillShop.com. I think this is illegal for you to play.
On your feet.
We used to make Matt Thomas do this all the time, like about anything. He got so sick of it. Because, you know, he used to be the PA announcer for the championship years. And so, did you know he got to be on David Letterman?
No.
I think a top 10 list or something like that.
Do you remember my friend Chris was on David Letterman?
Yeah, because he shot beer out of his eyes or something
no,
like that.
No, he drank beer through his nose.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It could have been either.
Right. No.
Hey, you're not going to cuss this segment, right?
I'm going to try not to. I've only been doing this for 20-some years, and I've never done it. I've never sworn on the radio. No, so.
It's been a good run. Luckily, right. You haven't sworn.
Well, a couple of times, that's all. Just a couple of times that's happened.
Remember
when
Rich Lord dropped an F-bomb on the air?
Remember when I dropped an F-bomb to start this in the 1560 station?
Good, no, I've never heard that story.
Good
before.
Foreshadowing.
That happened.
I've never heard it.
You've heard it.
I've never heard it.
You've heard it.
Is that a story that has been told before?
It's a story that's been told before. Yes, that's a story.
Remember when I did that?
Remember. Thank God. This is 5 years ago that I had my golf tournament. And look at, all right, young Garrett out there, okay? And it would be freezing cold to be playing out there.
What are you talking about?
It would be tomorrow. My golf tournament. Remember my golf tournament I had every year?
Oh, yeah.
It was 5 years ago today that we took this picture here with young Garrett and Jason.
Was it for ALS?
Not ALS. It was for UCP.
Oh, that's
cerebral
right.
Palsy.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. It was exactly 5 years
ago.
My
wife's out there running like 12
miles
today.
What is she doing outside today?
32 degrees running at 5 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning in 32-degree weather. It was a little cold. Me and my wife always talk about the fact, you know, we love the city of Chicago. And we have friends
there.
You
have fun with that winter.
And, yeah. And we've always been able to fade, you know, the winters when we've been there because we've been there like a weekend. And it's never been, like, I've never been there when it's 8. Or one of those things, or maybe
eight.
Lower than, yeah, I don't.
Eight?
It's always, we'll go in February and it's like, oh, you know, it's 31.
Yeah.
But when it's windy, it's cold.
Go try 30 below.
But this felt kind of cold this morning. I was like, my big old coat.
This is spring for them.
Whatever. I was out, I had to put gas in the car. I was like, the whole time I was out there, because for whatever reason, the pump I chose wouldn't lock, so it would just, I could sit in my car.
Oh, you had to hold it?
I had to hold it.
That's the worst.
I was like, I could die from exposure out here.
Yeah,
right
100%.
You can't die from exposure because your hand is on there.
No, it was really cold. My hand was freezing. I was thinking,
will anyone know where I'm at?
Yeah, it was a well-lit gas station. I would have been fine. Someone would have found
Speaking of which, did you do your crazy...
My craziest story.
I did my craziest story for Raheel. Raheel's got a podcast. If you want to listen, it's The Night I Almost Died.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be up on Friday, I think.
It's up Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do yours, your craziest story?
No, not yet. Oh. I don't know what I mean. I had a pretty good one. I've already told it on the radio on Monday. So I'll have to think of other ones. There's stuff probably from when I was in New Orleans. There's some stuff that happened. So
yeah.
I'll probably be maybe some pool hall stories, things like that. Just save it.
Mine was I was almost abducted.
Is that a real story?
Real story.
Yeah.
Where?
In Nice, France.
Oh, now it gets better because you're like you could have been abducted.
Yeah. No, really, literally.
And then your friends would be, you better let him go. I have a particular set of skills. What are your skills? I can drink beer out of my nose. Oh, we're not afraid.
Well, he's
preach on, brother.
He's from Green Bay, so Yeah, I drink beer out of my nose, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean it's not like Liam Neeson?
No.
I have a particular set of skills.
No.
Are you a killer? You have the ability to track and hunt? And
I drink beer out of my nose.
That's all.
Nothing that's going to get him back. I do have a particular set of skills.
I wasn't lying about that.
Yeah,
he does have a set
of
skills.
I was on stupid human tricks.
Yes. Yeah, no.
I can juggle. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, that might get me released.
And I do have special skills. Like, you don't want any part of me because I have the superpower of being able to tell you exactly when I'll get over there because I have an unusual correctness of time.
When you get the niece?
For driving. That's harder.
Is that a good idea to tell the people you're trying to kill and maim when you're coming?
Your surprise attack?
I'm really good in Houston, though, at telling you, like, oh, I'll be there in 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good here.
That's a superpower.
That's your craziest story.
It is my superpower.
It is a superpower. Let's see what Gilbert... Gilbert's called in before.
Wait, one other superpower. Is this superpower? I used to know a girl who could wake herself up. She didn't need an alarm clock. She could wake herself up whenever she
that
had
is an
to.
Unbelievable superpower.
That seems incredibly good.
The exact time.
She said, I don't use alarm clocks. Like, what if you have to... And she had a job where she had to... I said, well, but what if you have to be somewhere? You have to get up at like 5:30. And then I just wake up before 5:30 and I get up. Well, what do you mean you just wake up? Don't you need something to wake you up?
Yeah.
She goes, no. I said, what if you have to be up at 4? She said, well, I hope I never have to be up at 4, but I'll just wake up. I said, you don't have an alarm clock at all. Nope.
That's a superpower.
That seemed like a superpower.
That is a superpower.
I thought you were going to say I knew a girl who could shoot something out. I thought that was a superpower. Is I know a girl. She does something with a body part.
Well,
she can fire it out. That's
it. Maybe it is, but I've never been to those parts of Mexico or Thailand. So I'm not even playing that game with you, Dell.
No.
I don't believe you.
Let's get Gilbert in here. See what he might have an issue today. What's up, Gilbert?
He's tired. That's his issue.
Let's hear. Yeah, he's tired.
He's got a
lot. Hello. Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Gilbert, hang up the phone. Gilbert, hang up the phone.
He's listening to that while he's sleeping. You think he's not?
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Hello?
I put him on hold because he's not coming out of this one.
No, he's not coming.
You know who couldn't just wake up whenever they wanted to and have an alarm clock?
Gilbert. No. Well, Gilbert could go to sleep. Gilbert has a superpower. He can go to sleep anytime he wants.
Anytime. He can call radio stations and fall asleep within seconds after
being
on the phone.
See, you guys call it superpower. I just think it's science. When you've been up all night doing stuff and then you decide to, like, it's 7:40. It's not that early. He's calling. He's been up since like 11 p.m. doing stuff. And then he calls into a radio show. I think he's that's self-preservation, falling asleep.
I don't even understand. I'm not saying I'm a morning person because I'm not really a morning person, but I've just had to become one over the years. I met with somebody last weekend who was in town who's got some technology I wanted to see. And our meeting time was going to be at 9:30 up here at the station. And he goes, and this guy, after we met, he goes, yeah, I knew you were in radio, so I figured that's why... You know, you wanted to get up so early and meet so early. I'm like, 9:30 is up early and meeting early? Like, he goes, for me, this is really early. I'm like, he's a 26-year-old guy who's got some technology that could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm just thinking,
Before I started the morning show, I started at 3 on TV. And it was like, I didn't get up till 1 every day. Every day.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Well, you had the Sports Night Live.
Yeah, right. So,
oh, I didn't wake up until whatever time I had you. I would stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning
every single night,
watching the same terrible TV shows and all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, but that was the good life. Time now to talk about. Speaking of good life, hey, tomorrow we're at Texas Matchmakers, right?
Yes,
I think we're.
Unless we're supposed to be there today.
No, we're supposed to be there tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're there tomorrow, and then we're with Craig DeSurf on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a big baseball player going to be there as well
in the afternoon.
We got a big, big week here. Tomorrow, Texas Mattress Makers, come see us. Right now, though, I want to talk about Chance McClain. Go see him. Go see his website, yourheritagefilm.com, yourheritagefilm.com. It is awesome. Lance has his family's. Now, And Lance is going to leave it to Alec and Mason and Snacks and Marty and all the kids and Drake. And they're going to be able to pass it on to their kids. And their kids will be able to pass it on and pass it on and pass it on. And you see where you came from. And it is.
My kids asked, where do we come from? Like, what's our history background? I said, glad you asked. I've got a film for you. You're going to watch Grandma and Grandpa. I'll tell you the story of where the Zerlines come from.
It's awesome.
And you'll know everything because there's a whole section at the beginning that says that. So actually, it's going to be used exactly for the purpose of what, you know, Chance says it will be used for. Sure enough, it just pops up. Kids say, where did they come from? But where do are we all German? Found out we were part French, too. Found that out in the stock. Didn't know it before.
You didn't know that?
No.
Well, now you know. Because of Chance McClain, yourheritagefilm.com. Let him put together the documentary on your family, and it will be awesome. Yourheritagefilm.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 748 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, your Rockets win. The Golden State Warriors played without Draymond Green, suspended. Apparently, he kept calling. He and Kevin Durant went at it at the end of the Clippers game. Draymond wouldn't give up the ball, and he kind of fumbled it. They went to overtime and lost. And on the bench, Kevin Durant was not happy about it, that he wouldn't give the ball up. And Draymond apparently threw out it all. And you could read Kevin Durant's lips. He said, "That's why I'm out." When he was walking back on the court, he said, "That's why I'm out." And apparently in the locker room afterwards, Draymond kept calling him the B word. Just kept, you're a B, you're a B. Hey, you're a B, you're a B. And it hurt Kevin Durant's feelings.
Yep.
I think it's a bad look probably for, what do you think Twitter's going to do to Kevin Durant now that Draymond got suspended because he was calling him the B word?
Well,
same things they always do.
Twitter won't be kind, but the dude was
calling
him, you say, a B and talking about how he's going to be out. Like, the discussion was about how he wasn't going to be here next year anyway.
Right.
Draymond referenced that during their on-court situation.
Because he's...
Well,
So
then the story came out that, well, it's an issue in the locker room. Is it really an issue, or did he just drop that on him because he was mad and he kept calling him a B? Is it really an issue with this team whether or not Kevin Durant... Obviously, I would think that they would want Kevin Durant to stay, unless you think he's a B.
I don't think he wants to stay. I think he likes to just go... Like, I don't know that he's ever really fit into the... He definitely doesn't fit with how Draymond thinks basketball is played. Like, from a skill level, of course. But he's not mentally tough like Draymond. Draymond is a guy that gave Golden State their toughness in a way, right? He brought it all together. He gives Steph Curry the toughness he needs. He helped to unlock it I think Klay Thompson's a pretty tough guy. He's not a back down type of guy, but he gave the Warriors toughness. Kevin Durant is a finesse guy. He's always been a finesse guy. He'll always be a finesse guy. He flexes sometimes like he's not, but everyone kind of laughs because he's the Slim Reaper. So it's not, you know, it's,
but he flexes sometimes.
Like Trevor Ariza is a thin guy too, for the most part. There's nobody who questions Trevor Ariza's toughness around the league. Kevin Durant is more thin than Trevor, but everybody does. But he's not supposed to be the tough guy. He's the scorer. He's the finesse player. But he also is incredibly sensitive and moderately insecure for being an incredible player.
I don't know about moderately. He's got burner accounts that defend himself.
It's
and
really strange where he said, I needed to win a championship so I could feel good about myself or whatever, feel like I was really good. And like, what are you talking about? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You really needed to? And that's why he said he needed to go join Golden State. Like, I wouldn't say that out loud. I'd use my inside voice for that one. I wouldn't say that out loud and basically confirm to people everything they thought. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. So anyway, they're coming here, and I don't know. And when asked whether or not they'd work things out, Kevin Durant said no. They had not worked things out.
That's early.
You know, right. I mean,
but Kevin Durant was
they'll
gonna
be
go.
Hugging each other.
Did y'all think Kevin Durant was I don't think Kevin Durant is going to stay.
I do.
I don't.
He doesn't have it anywhere easier.
No, but I've never thought it's about him. He's already got his chips, so he doesn't. I don't think he cares anymore. Now it's going to be about going to play with friends or.
They're moving into a new building. He's got it so easy. I mean, he gets
LeBron
looks because he's got
KD,
stuff.
LeBron and KD, get ready for it.
No, no, he ain't going to L.A.
Why?
Because the rumor is New York.
I wouldn't rule out Houston either. I think the Rockets have thought behind the scenes that James and KD are still buddies.
That's what I heard about LeBron too.
Yeah, no. They thought they had a shot
at every guy.
Yeah, but LeBron didn't. I'm glad because that's how they come up with Tracy McGrady, and you know they end up with James Harden. They try. You got to shoot your shot, and the Rockets do shoot their shot. LeBron didn't like the city of Houston. That was never going to happen. He doesn't like the city. He thinks Houston's trash. So. He just wants all you LeBroners who live here to know.
Oh, he thinks Houston's trash. He went to Cleveland. He thinks Houston's trash.
He's from Akron. He's left Cleveland twice. He's like, this place is garbage.
Miami's trash. That's what's trash.
He liked Miami. I'm coming home. I'm coming home for a few years. That was a fraud thing, too. Like, let me go and take this full page ad out that I'm going back to the Cavs.
Well, he did, though. He won him a championship.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then he bolted again. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, he was never going to. He thinks Houston's trash. So all you LeBroners just know that you live in a cesspool, according to LeBron.
Man,
LeBron.
Lance, sensitive.
But I do think they feel like they have a shot at KD. And he could end up here in Houston. A lot of players like Houston, except for LeBron. A lot of players really do like Houston. Mm-hmm. He knows these guys on this team. It gives him a chance to win. It wouldn't shock me if Kevin Durant. One of those that does Longhorn stuff? I don't ever see him do his.
He was there for 6 months.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's still a horn. Once you go to Austin, you're always.
Do you ever see a bunch of pictures of him at parties in Austin?
Only Roy Williams does.
No,
that.
Roy did it. Said Benson did it. A lot of those guys.
All the
used
guys
to do
in
it.
That era did it. I don't.
Vince is still there.
Well, yeah,
of course Vince. He's a god there.
Well, right.
I'm just waiting.
Yeah, but all those guys love that. If you played there,
I've never heard that with.
I haven't seen
KD.
No, he went back.
He was from Washington
when he was in Oklahoma
Baltimore.
City. He'd go back. Yeah, he would go back. Yeah.
Yeah, he would make appearances.
Yeah,
he went
right.
to basketball
games. Yeah, you're right.
Games.
You're right. He would show up.
Or
at
he
big
went
events.
To OU games too, and he was.
You're right. 100%.
But he's not a big.
Gets him close to Austin here.
Yep.
He's not a big, I just drained a game-clinching three, I'm going to throw the horns
throw up.
Throw
the horns?
No, he doesn't.
Like Roy Williams would have done?
Yeah, when he scores touchdowns.
I just scored a meaningless touchdown for the Cowboys, who gave up too much for me. Horns up.
Horns up. Yeah.
I just helped the Lions go to 6-10. Horns up.
Horns up.
I can't wait.
Well, you can't do horns down, otherwise you're going to get a penalty.
It's disrespectful. I can't wait for either LeBron, no, LeBron won't be here, but Kevin Durant to get here, because when Thunder Sticks gets a guy here, how the opinions and the thoughts will change.
Thundersticks.
I'm just upset LeBron took a 4-year deal because the possibility of him being here and watching Thundersticks.
I already wrote an article that said I'm
thoughts.
Good with LeBron. I already wrote that article.
Yeah, because
said,
you thought
I'm finally good with
but
LeBron.
But then you just this segment you went after him because you're not here.
He thinks Houston's trash. He does.
Oh,
I respect the player. He thinks your city is trash. So all those people who slobber on the sack. All those people. I just want you to know that LeBron thinks you live in. LeBron thinks
you.
Wait
LeBron
a minute.
LeBron thinks you. You
I
got
get
your
dumped
poking
for
stick.
Ship, and he can say that.
I can.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
You got the stick out, and you started poking, and now look what happens.
You get
now look what
out.
Happens. He got his poking stick out.
Well, wait a minute. What was it? Last time, sucked the hole.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. Today it's slobber.
LeBron, please cuckold me with my wife. LeBron, please touch my girlfriend on the booty. LeBron.
Who was that?
All the LeBroners.
Will you sign my shoes? I stood in line for 7 hours in the cold or 100 degree heat here. Not cold, usually.
Oh, because you weren't slobbing on Akeem when he came to your restaurant?
I waited on Akeem.
And then you slobbed on him while he was there?
No, I honored
you
him.
You did a little bit. A little bit.
I honored him.
A little bit.
I honored
wait
him.
Wait a minute.
You know what Akeem never said to me? this restaurant is a trash hole that you live in.
It was even
dirty
worse.
Piece of trash.
It was even worse when Akeem is getting gas. He's
Dell doesn't know this story.
Here, so talk on the radio.
John and I were. I think it was probably 16.
You were
at that
late.
Time.
You forgot your shoes or something, and you were at the gas station, or you ran out of gas.
No. None of that happened. I had to go to an appointment. I was off the air, but I was at a gas station, and Dream was pumping gas right next to me, and I'm like, I'm going to get Dream on the show. I was trying to do a good thing for the show. Team first, right? Team. I get my phone. Like, I said, John, I got Akeem Olajuwon right over here pumping gas. I'm going to try to get him on the show. Hold on a second. Hey, Akeem, how you doing? Remember that time I gave you sweet potato pecan pie when you were MVP? That was my icebreaker. And I said, hey, I'm on the radio with John Granato. Want to see if you would come on right now and talk to John. I did the cell phone towards him. He goes, no, I don't want to talk on the phone. Mm-mm. Okay.
Why did Hakeem
enjoy your guest?
What did he say?
And didn't Hakeem, I don't know why that accent's there, but didn't Hakeem also say after you served him, he was going to get you tickets and you never got your tickets?
Yeah, yeah, he was leaving you tickets, right?
I just should have gone to, I forgot to go to Will Call.
No.
No. No. Nope. Dream kind of.
I don't think he ever got my name, but he didn't write it down.
He big time.
You got me, right? You know my name, right?
Well,
yes, I do.
What do you call that, though? He serviced the game.
Yes, I do, Todd.
Got nothing in return, didn't he?
I didn't service him.
Aren't you a server? You're a server.
I waited.
You're a server.
You
giving service.
Yeah,
That's not what it's called.
It kind of is.
You serviced Akeem. He paid you and didn't left.
Service Akeem.
Nothing.
That's not how it's.
No payoff for Lance.
That's not how they call it.
You're a server.
You know what that is? 68.
Wait.
You're a server. Akeem came to your place of business.
68. You do me. I owe you one.
He paid for a service, and you got nothing in return.
That's it. That's a 68.
Sometimes I'm not proud of
you
the show.
You seem to be a whore.
Sometimes I'm not.
You're
sometimes I'm not proud of the
would
show.
Would you be
sometimes.
Okay if I called you Akeem's whore?
No. No. Better than LeBron's.
Well, okay. Yeah, it is better than LeBron's.
Because you know why? I stayed with one team my whole life. Mm-mm. Here's what I didn't do. Time to throw this jersey away and get a new jersey. New jersey. New jersey. New jersey.
All I'm saying
do I
is,
still have my Cleveland stuff? Oh, threw it away.
All I'm saying, LeBron signed a 1+1 deal with the Lakers and had a chance. You'd be all over LeBron, too, if he came here. That's real.
Yeah. Because he's a good basketball player. Mm. I wouldn't stand in line for his shoes.
Seems like a lie.
No.
You know what I would stand in line for? Man, I don't have to stand in line for my electricity, do I?
No.
No, you know why?
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You know what? I walk in my house and I flip the switch and my lights go on. What? That's right. Every single time. You know why? Because I got Champion Energy. Because I've never, ever, ever had an issue with Champion Energy. Ever. The only time I've ever had to call them was when I moved. Hey, can you switch it over to this place? Yes. Done. So if you're looking for, you know what? J.D. Power & Associates says best in residential care. Best. Now, it's cold, so you're probably thinking, well, my electricity bill's not that bad right now. Well, it will be. Even still, why spend more now than you have to? All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com or call 281-653-5090. 281-653-5090. Promo code 1560 or 1560energy.com. Spend less every single month. Get the best service. Why not? Houston-owned and operated company, 1560energy.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.